ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, it's your boy, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo!
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball.
Yeah.
High and mighty. I keep forgetting it.
It's fine. I got like 80 of them now. It's only funny. Because do you remember early PZ85 days where I was the man of 1,000 nicknames?
Yes.
That's literally bled into wrestling now. Because I've made it a point to mess with Papa Stunt every time he ring announces the chain. I change my middle every time. There's been a couple where I've been sitting there. He's asked me, he's like, what do you want to be called this time? And I'd have to sit and think about it for a second.
So, yeah, no. You have the best assistant ever.
I still go by it. Well, not even really. I just wear the shirt in Illinois. That was my Illinois thing. But it's whatever. This is nerdy stuff that we're talking about tonight.
It's true. But anyway, yeah, I know you definitely do the whole bunch of nicknames. The high and mighty one was very funny to me.
Yeah, because it wasn't even...
situation was very funny to me.
I didn't even come up with it.
It's true. That's the best part.
Everybody thinks I'm so cocky, and I didn't think of the best nicknames ever given to me.
Yeah, honestly, you haven't thought of any good nicknames. Like,
no.
All of your nicknames that you come up with yourself are terrible.
Yeah, they're pretty god awful, which is why it's shocking that I have so many, because I've been given so many pieces of gold.
Also, I'm sorry, I've got to give you an extra amount of crap because Ace is not here to do it.
Oh no, that's so fine. I've
got to fill in.
No, you're good.
I know,
good.
Like I normally give you a little bit, but Ace is usually the one that goes for the jugular.
Yeah, and
so I've got to try to step in.
Man, I thought I was gonna leave today with a good amount of self-esteem.
Oh, it's fine. Like, I'll probably forget about it within a few minutes.
Yeah, because we're going to agree on some things that look pretty cool, and then you're going to be like, oh, maybe he's not so bad, and then I'm going to ruin it during video games.
Oh, that's probably true. So, we're going to go ahead and jump in here to something that Dalton, I know, doesn't want to talk about. Harley Quinn has gotten renewed for a third season. The DC Universe exclusive animated series Harley Quinn.
I am happy that people like this show and it seems to be popular.
Weird, like I gave it a shot because there was a little bit of a drought that I had for TV watching. Mm-hmm. And I they had, like, I think it was the first episode was for free on YouTube, and I remember watching it and I'm like thinking, man, do I like this? I kind of do. And then I after, like, I think the first season finished up and they were like, all right, season two coming like next week. And I just finished watching, like, the first half of Young Justice or something like that. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm here.
And it's animated, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give this a shot. And it's shockingly good.
Exactly what happened to me happened whenever I re-upped my DC Universe to try to watch Titans again. 5 months later, totally forgot, still paying for it.
Yeah, at this point, I'm no longer paying for DC Universe. I have HBO Max. Which... we'll get into that a little bit in comic books, but I guess it's kind of related here, so we'll go ahead and knock this news out now. The DC Universe app is transitioning to a premium comic book app.
So wait.
DC Universe Infinite.
So I'm going to ask.
Yes.
Because now I'm confused, because I'm reading that, so I'm looking at the show notes right now, and I'm reading that. So are they taking all of the TV shows off of the DC Universe?
That appears to be the case.
Mother of God,
because
and everything holy.
Like everything that you can get on the DC Universe app, you can get with HBO Max.
Which I'm not 100% sure I have.
Honestly, I recommend HBO Max.
How much is it?
It's like, I think it's 15 a month.
Woo!
Which is not bad, I think, because DC Universe is, what, 8?
Yeah.
So you get everything that DC Universe has, and then you also get everything, like all the Cartoon Network and Adult Swim stuff. Plus all the Miyazaki movies, and then all of HBO, and like all of their stuff that comes with that, including, I think Friends is exclusive to HBO Max now for those that care, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the entire series is streaming on HBO Max.
Yeah, so I don't even think I'm anti-streaming service. But since I'm a person that just likes watching the same three TV series and just repeat them for like 4 years, I have Community on Blu-ray.
Sure.
I just got The Office, which I think they're moving to the Peacock whenever that comes out.
That would make sense.
I think they announced that, like, it's going to be the most complete version of The Office that you'll ever get to watch. Which I'm like, I have the DVDs.
Right. Like, how is it more complete than...
I'm assuming they're just adding, like, deleted scenes and just adding it to the version.
Okay, I guess.
Which, I mean, fine, whatever. You need to get your streaming service over. And that one's only, like, $5 a month. But at the same time, it's just, like, I own the DVDs. So I think I need to get Parks and Rec, the complete series.
Mm.
And then I'm good. Like, I can get rid of Netflix. I can just cut the cord. Unless Tiger King 2 comes out.
Man, I don't need a sequel to that. It's fine.
You know, they left so much on the bone. They left so much meat on the bone.
And now, see, Dalton, you say that, and then I just told you about a show that you're gonna watch.
Oh, Cobra Kai? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Isn't that on YouTube Red?
I have no idea.
I think it was a YouTube Red show anyway. We're talking about Cobra Kai.
Yeah, because I think season one may have been, and then Netflix bought it. Now both seasons are on Netflix, because I think season two is a Netflix exclusive.
Fair enough. I could be
completely wrong about that, because I did not know it was on YouTube Red. I just know I don't remember them making a big deal out of it before, and now there's two seasons of it. And
yeah,
a huge deal for the second season.
I want to say Cody watched Cobra Kai season one, like when it happened.
Yeah, Cody, if so, I need you to hit me up, because I need to talk to somebody about this show.
Yeah. Because,
man, am I enjoying this show.
Because I think it'll be two or three weeks before I actually get to sit down and watch, because I have wrestling shows the next two weekends. But my Sundays are open again, and I haven't found time to watch football for some reason, so I probably will just end up watching Cobra Kai at that time.
Well, I mean, I guess that's fair.
But anyway, yeah, Harley Quinn, season three, sweet deal.
Yep, that's happening. And then yeah, the deal about the DC Universe app. So that's the way it looks, is that the DC Universe app is going to continue, but it's going to be more like, you know, Marvel
Unlimited.
That's the one. I knew it was a U, but yeah, Marvel Unlimited, which is fine. Like, that's still a great service, and they'll hopefully that by that point they will have added, because they've been adding more and more comic books to it. So hopefully it'll be more complete by the time they make that transition, and it'll still be worth the price. But, yeah, who knows? Either way, the Harley Quinn show, definitely worth it. And as a little bit of a recap, HBO Max, if you need another streaming service. Again, it's easy for me to recommend it because I'm not paying for it. I have... I'm exchanging streaming accounts. That's not better. But
no,
point
you
is,
just you have really good friends that don't use the allotment of their streaming service needs, so they gave you the password. There's nothing illegal with that.
Yeah, we have multiple profiles, because HBO Max has profiles set up.
Yeah,
so yeah,
like, well, that's fine.
Yeah, we're good.
As long as you're not actively stealing it. Like, I can't even, like, I'm not even skirting around the fact that what you're doing isn't illegal.
That's true. Yeah, because I know Netflix is like real picky about sharing passwords, so.
Well, if that's the case, I have been able to get around their pickiness for, like, 8 years.
So, anyway, HBO Max is a solid value, I think. I've been rewatching Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I forgot how good that show is. Like, I've always remembered it was good, but I didn't remember how good. And now I'm remembering how good.
Fair enough. It's a great show.
It's a great show. Anyway. Tatiana Maslany, I have no idea if I said that right.
You said it with such competence that I'm... And I just said competence instead of confidence. We're doing great, fans.
We're so good at this. So good. Anyway, she's going to be She-Hulk in the Disney Plus series.
Cool, and now I am doing my old school... I'm going to IMDb her while we record to figure out what she looks like.
Not very She-Hulk-esque, but I say that... As though, like, you know, CGI doesn't exist, and they're going to hit her with, like, the Lou Ferrigno method of the past. They're just going to paint her green.
So, the picture on IMDb, she fits.
I mostly just mean she's not, you know, 6'7" and muscular. Which, why would she be? CG exists.
Because, yeah, also... She-Hulk isn't always that.
I mean, she wasn't always that, but she sticks around in Hulk form more often than not.
Well, it's because her Hulk form is more efficient than the man's Hulk form. That's another thing women do better. Like,
she has full control of her Hulk.
Yeah, like, she has that personality down pat. She can just be green.
She just turns big and green. Well, the thing is, she can't turn back. Like, or at least that was the situation for a while. It wasn't like it. She didn't become the Hulk. She just was the Hulk.
Yeah.
So there was no transformation thing. And there's a, I think now they've pretty well established that the reason that Banner transforms is because he has split personality disorder, or dissociative identity disorder. I need to finish Indestructible Hulk. They talk a whole lot about, like, they go into a whole lot of detail about that. Every version of the Hulk that's ever been printed is legit. They're all different personalities of Bruce Banner.
And then he gets angry, and then he beats everything up, and then he gets sad, sometimes in not a great time, and then things go really bad.
Yep, except, and right now, Jen is just the, like, she's just like the OG Hulk, where she's fine, and then she gets angry or stressed or whatever, and then she hulks out, and her Hulk now is big and stupid, and she doesn't have control of it.
Fair enough. If you see, like, so the reason I said, like, ah, she fits, if you, like, look at the Fortnite character, because, like, you can transform in and out of being She-Hulk in Fortnite, like, she doesn't look too far off the beaten path of that character model right now.
Huh.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm like, oh, I mean, I can see it because I've seen it in another medium.
Oh, yeah, I did not know you could become She-Hulk in Fortnite, so...
Yeah, I paid the battle pass. I got the skin.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Ace is way further
than me. Wait a minute.
What?
Is this... Oh, okay, no, they're not. I saw a side-by-side picture or something like that, and I thought it was, you know, where are they now kind of a picture of,
Cobra Kai?
No, God bless America. No. No, Arrested Development.
Oh, why are you doing that right now?
I mean, I was looking up pictures of her, and there's a side-by-side picture. I was like, wait, is she the girl from Arrested Development? And I was trying to think of Michael Cera's name. Michael Cera's cousin. I don't remember what the character's name was. But yeah, there's side-by-sides, and it's just like, no, yeah, they look like they're the same person. And I'm like, okay, but they're not, right? They're not?
Just please tell me they're not.
Because that would be interesting. Anyway, so yeah, that'll be cool. And, you know, so more information about a She-Hulk series, which I'm excited about, because I like She-Hulk. She-Hulk's cool as hell.
Yeah.
All right. And along with some of that Disney Plus information, did you actually watch the trailer for WandaVision?
I am so pumped.
It looks so cool.
I think I've stated on the show before, Sadie's favorite character in the MCU is Vision. And it's not even close. Like, I think it's her favorite, like, comic book character in general, but she loves Vision, she absolutely loves him, and then loves Scarlet Witch. And so she's been excited about the fact that they're going to do a show about those two for a while, and the fact that the show looks this cool.
It looks so cool.
Yeah, like, I am intrigued on what this show is actually going to be like. Because it looks like it could be, like, 8 different things.
Yeah, it really does. And, I don't know, we got a lot of hints on, like, what's going on exactly. Like, the super creepy moment with the woman that he, like, just taps and just like, wait, am I dead? Why would you think that? Because you're dead.
Yeah.
Ah! Like, and that's... Oh.
That was the one part of the trailer where I was like, oh, this show's going to be really cool, and I'm going to not like it, because I'm going to get scared.
It looks super neat. It has a lot of vibes of, did you ever read Tom King's The Vision?
I read the first trade. And yeah, okay. It does have a lot of that, or it seems like it could have a lot of that.
It's got a lot of that vibe to it.
Which I'm on board for.
Yeah, very much. Have you ever made Sadie read any of that?
She bought the trade.
The whole thing, or just the...
The volume one. She may have volume two, I'll have to ask. But,
I mean, it's been done for a while, and it's real good.
Yeah, because, what was it? You were talking to me about it. I think Asa was talking to me about it. And then Sadie was asking me if there was any good Vision things, and I said, well, Jesse and Asa have talked a lot about the Visions. And she ended up buying, I don't know if she bought one and two. I know she definitely bought one, because I remember reading one. And I really enjoyed it. I think Vision's a really cool character. I really love the fact that it seems like they gave us a lot of information for this trailer, but didn't give us a lot of information.
Yeah, like, it dev, because I was thinking that too. Like, it seems like they gave us a lot, like, a lot more than I would have liked. But the more I think about it, it's like, all right, what did we really get?
Update, like, Sadie has both of them because she can hear me recording right now.
Okay, is there only two volumes? Because I don't remember how many issues there are.
There has to be more than two. That's all we got, though.
Okay.
So maybe if she can hear what I'm saying right now and Google if there's more than one volume.
I mean, I'm on it right now.
Oh, never mind. Jesse's on it right now. You don't have to worry about it, honey.
All right. There's a complete collection, and all I'm seeing is volume one and two in the complete collection. So it might just be two.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Seems like there's just two.
Oh, okay, cool. So it sounds like she has all of it.
Yep. All right. Seems that way.
But yeah, no, like, I am very excited. I didn't like the coming soon, because that can be anywhere from next week to 4 months from now. And, like, it really does seem like this would be a cool Halloween show.
I agree. Like, yeah, I definitely would have liked a release date, though. I really, really would have liked a release date.
Yeah, like, drop it October 2nd, and then give us, like, end up giving us the whole series by Halloween would be really cool, so you can binge it. That's not going to happen.
No.
Because I feel like the amount of money that you're using for... Is it Elizabeth Olsen?
Yeah.
The amount of money that you're spending on Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany, like, you're going to... Like, this has to be at least a 12-episode series. And there's no way they're going to drop 12 episodes in the course of a month.
I predict that it's going to be a 10-episode series.
I'm going off Netflix, aren't I? Don't they do 12-episode?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think this is actually something we could find out right now.
Oh, fair enough, fair enough.
But yeah, no, it varies, like, from show to show, like, depending on the show, how long the episodes are.
Yeah.
But it seems like just, you know, 10 episodes is fairly standard, and it actually looks like it will be a 6-episode series.
Oh, lame.
Oh, it's gonna have Monica Rambeau.
That's cool, but man,
Darcy's gonna be in it. That's awesome. That's Kat Dennings' character from Thor.
Oh, nice. I like Kat Dennings.
I also like Kat Dennings. She's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, 6-episode season. So hopefully at least they're an hour long.
Yeah, that would be cool if it's 6 at an hour. I'd be fine with that. I guess as long as it's a good 6 episodes, I shouldn't be too.
That actually tells us a story. Probably how Vision comes back to life or something, like,
or just
Wanda's powers.
I really hope that it's just Wanda at a psych ward and she's just flat, like, this is all just a manifestation in her mind, and then it could come real. But, like, I don't know why I want it to be that twisted, but I really want it to be that twisted, because this looks like it's going to be very, like, it could turn out being very psychological, like, thriller-esque.
Definitely. Most definitely. All right, and the last little bit of news we got here. Don Bluth is launching his own studio in attempts to usher in the renaissance of hand-drawn animation. It'd be called Don Bluth Studios. Right now, we have no idea if anything they're going to do is going to be streaming anywhere, or if anything's actually going to come out of it. But he's making a new studio.
Fair enough. Now, explain it to me. Ah, dang it, I did the joke wrong. Who's Don Bluth?
Don Bluth is a pretty famous cartooner, has done a whole bunch of stuff, including, like, he did Land Before Time. Lindsay's a big fan of Don Bluth.
Yeah, because that's the whole thing, general. Is, like, we don't have Asa, who comes in, try to be as knowledgeable as possible, and we don't have Lindsay. You're stuck with me. So you're going to have to mansplain a lot of this.
No, yeah, Don Bluth is behind so much, like so many animation departments. He also did the game for Dragon's Lair.
It's another kind of
a big-ish one. But, yeah, like, see, the animation department, some of the big ones that he has done. Pete's Dragon, The Rescuers, Winnie the Pooh, that old Robin Hood movie. Let's see. Ooh, he's got some writing credits. Oh, he wrote Rockadoodle, Thumbelina, A Troll in Central Park. Obviously Dragon's Lair, The Secret of Nim. Yeah. All Dogs Go to Heaven was also Don Bluth.
Hey!
So, yeah. No, he's done a whole bunch of stuff that, yeah, everybody's definitely seen. Oh, he also did An American Tale. There's a lot. There's a whole lot. And like I said, Lindsay, I know, is a huge fan.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. You just didn't have a good co-host that knew all this already.
Yep, so I had to make Google my co-host. I knew he did a lot of stuff. I just didn't want to throw out there because I often have a problem of confusing Don Bluth projects with Disney projects.
That's fair. I was hoping you were going to be like in Don King and be like, well, one of those was a boxing promoter.
No, I never get like first names confused. It's when the it's when the last name is the same as somebody else's first name. That's when I start, they become interchangeable in my head.
For example,
Allison Brie and Brie Larson.
That is fair.
I know they're two completely different people.
Yeah, yeah.
But because of the name thing, I will frequently say Allison Brie instead of Brie Larson and vice versa.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't know why I do it. It's my brain's weird sometimes. All right. This next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. You can find all of their stuff online now. They have online store. You can buy comic books from them online. I believe it's just villainousgrounds.com. I probably should have looked that up before starting this. But I'm going to make sure right now. Dalton, yeah, no, talk amongst yourself.
Well, you're lucky because my cat opened the door. So as you were doing the plug, I knew I had about 5 seconds to get my happy self over to said door, shut it, close it, and then come back and hop on. And I literally jumped on right when you did that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it is villainousgrounds.com. You can buy comic books from them. And they've got a lot of stuff on there. And a lot of it's going to be, like, I don't think, with maybe a couple of exceptions, everything they sell is going to be at cover price. So, do it too.
They really are just the best people.
And they're going to take care of your stuff and make sure it ships right. They're just wonderful.
I absolutely adore them. And if you ever go on their Facebook page and try to cause riffraff, you are on a list of mine that I won't do anything to you because I'm weak. But it's you're on my poop list. Don't do that. They're great people and deserve the best.
They do. Because I know some people don't take Dalton seriously. You should in this particular case at the
because
very least.
You'll be on his poop list as well.
Yeah, you will be on my poop list. That might be more damning to you. I don't know. Probably not though.
On DC, a nerd show,
right? DC confirms that the 5G reboot, whatever you want to call it, is officially not happening. We talked about it a few weeks ago when we were talking about a Black Batman that is happening. It's going to be Lucius Fox's son will be coming in as a Black Batman, but that's going to be a spinoff story. I don't think it'll be main universe. And that was actually an original plan. Like, they were planning on, and this was before the whole outing, like I say outing, like we still don't know what exactly happened, but the deal with Dan Didio.
Mm-hmm.
We still have no idea what's going to happen to that. But back when he was the, you know, bigwig in DC, they were talking about doing a little bit of a reboot, not really a reboot, which is why I think they were calling it fifth generation for 5G. And it was going to be like Wonder Woman, Superman, and Batman are all retiring. And, you know, it's like 10 years later, and now we have these new heroes up in their place. And, yeah, there's going to be a Black Batman. So that comic book is coming, but, you know, probably not part of the main universe. And it's not going to be a wide reboot like the original plan was. That's definitely not happening now. So, speaking of Batman.
It sounds really neat.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm still going to read about a Black Batman. And I think that would be cool as an alt universe.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years in the future, like, you've got these new heroes. Like, I always like Batman Beyond, which is way more than 10 years, obviously, but I always like stories like that.
Yeah, I was a fan. I think the issue with having somebody other than Bruce in the mantle is that people tend not to care. Because one of my favorite Batman story arcs is Dick Grayson Under the Cowl. It was whenever Grant Morrison did it. And it's not the most loved Batman story, and I think it's because any story that doesn't have Batman or Thomas Wayne in the cowl, people are like, meh.
Even Thomas, like, people aren't a huge fan of him. But, yeah, that Nightwing run was so unpopular, Nightwing as Batman was so unpopular, that awful Return of Batman series that Grant Morrison released with Batman jumping through time into different eras, as awful as the story was, that sold like hotcakes.
Yeah, the thing with Grant Morrison is, just trust his process, because if not, you're not going to like what comes next. Because he's just going to do worse.
Yeah, like, Grant Morrison is one of those kind of guys, like, there's not going to be much more to it. Like, if you look at it as, like, if you read one thing of Grant Morrison's and you're like, I didn't really like that, you're probably not going to like anything from Grant Morrison. Yeah,
because we've had that issue before, me and you.
Grant Morrison has a style, and he sticks with it. And, like, yeah. I don't hate Grant Morrison, I just don't really like Grant Morrison. And I know that Asa loathes Grant Morrison because the dude cannot tell a story without time travel. And we all know how Asa feels about time travel.
Loves it.
He loves it so much.
So much.
All right. Something that Asa is going to love, and I'm bummed that he couldn't be here to talk with me about it. Tom King's Batman Catwoman book is officially coming December 1st. So we finally have a release date for it.
Nice.
So the going theory is that this is going to be the conclusion of how Tom King wanted to finish his Batman run, because instead of 100 issues, they only gave him 75. And yeah, we're hoping that this is going to be the conclusion of his run.
And I'm still so annoyed about that.
Yeah, it's because it wasn't selling well. Like there was a definite dip there for a minute. And people stopped buying it, and yeah, it's a bummer. But yes, they took him off of it. And in fairness, I'm super behind on Batman at this point. But I've been really, really enjoying Batman since Tom King left. But I was enjoying it while he was on it too. So I guess that's not saying much.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway, Kevin Eastman, you recognize that name, Dalton?
Turtles.
Yeah. He's a TMNT co-creator. And he's
don't ask me who the other guy is. I don't know.
Yeah, he's writing his first book for Marvel. It's going to be King Size Conan #1. It'll be coming in December.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's neat. He's going to write for some Marvel. All right. This final portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends at Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content at ps2jshow.com, including their social media links, all their past episodes. Great guys. Great show. Definitely make sure you check those guys out. All right, so we actually, for once, Microsoft broke some news that wasn't immediately after I published the show.
Yeah, I know. We got a lot of... This whole bi-weekly thing has been very good for us.
I mean...
Because we get so much stuff.
Sort of. Yeah, we almost get one episode pre-Rona.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it seems like the last several episodes, like, Microsoft is breaking news on, like, Monday night, Tuesday morning after
which
a
means
show.
We get a full 2 weeks to sit on it.
Right? So this is one that actually hit this morning that's really interesting. For, I think it was $7.5 billion, Microsoft has purchased Bethesda.
Yeah.
So the makers of Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, and Fallout are now Microsoft. Like those in the future will become Microsoft IPs.
Yeah, you're gonna hear a lot of buyer's remorse from me today.
What? Oh, for pre-ordering your PlayStation?
Yeah.
So I mean, in fairness, that means that Microsoft still owns, or Microsoft now owns, two timed exclusive titles for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure that the original plan was to put them on console, like on Xbox. Like, I think the timed exclusive is that it's hitting PlayStation first and then coming to PC.
Well, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
those probably going to hit Xbox now.
It would be so funny. I know they won't, because I'm sure contracts are a thing. Like, even though Microsoft bought them, they still have to honor the contract. But it would be so funny if just like, yeah, it's exclusive, timed exclusive, as in we're going to get it 3 days before anyway. Just like, as a giant middle finger.
Well, yeah, they won't launch the physical edition. They'll just release the digital version on the Xbox Game Pass.
But it would be funny to be like, yeah, you get a timed exclusive, Sony. You can only sell it physically for a year. You can't sell it digitally. You can only sell discs. For a year. That's only a bigger middle finger if you really think about it, why that would be funny to me. Because there's exclusive systems that you can't run discs on.
Yep. Yeah, because that definitely seems to be the way of the future.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Microsoft bought Bethesda, which is nuts.
Good for them.
That's nuts. That means they're going to own Elder Scrolls. They own Fallout. They own Doom and a whole bunch of other huge IPs.
Sir, they own Banjo and Kazooie.
They already owned them.
I'm just saying, you're neglecting one of the cooler ones.
Banjo and Kazooie was Rare.
I know, what I'm saying is they always need to be mentioned.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Because we do need more Banjo and Kazooie.
Yeah, they've sat on that. Oh god, I hope they don't Rare it. We're going to sit on this studio for 10 years and not do anything.
They're definitely not going to Rare it. And they did a couple things with Rare, at least, but it's fine. It's fine. It's probably fine. 3DS has officially been discontinued.
So you had to tell me how long the 3DS ran for.
It's been a real long time.
Yeah, 10 years, because I was like, it had a good shelf life, right? Because I bought mine in 2016, so in my brain, it didn't start selling until 2016.
Yeah, because your very first 3DS was the all-new 3DS XL.
No, it was just the regular one.
I didn't get
an XL.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So you just got... Oh, yeah. No, that's right, because you wanted you got the swappable faceplates.
Yeah, that was cool for, like, 4 months.
Right? And then you'd never, like, you were like, eh, fuck these faceplates. Oh, no!
It wasn't me this time. I ended up trading it because I wanted to switch.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually.
Yeah, 31 minutes and 15 seconds, if you really want to know when you drop that F-bomb.
I've got the mark on it.
All right, cool.
I might, because this show is PG-13, so I might call it my one. We'll see.
I am very proud of the fact that I do all the swearing in the pre-show.
I don't know. I don't know where that one came from. It was crazy.
Yeah,
it was
no, you're good. You're good. It happens. It's a slipski.
I just don't do Nerd Up often enough. I don't know.
Yeah, every other week it really ruins us. But yeah, 10 years for the 3DS.
It's a long shelf life. I part of me wants to get rid of mine because I haven't played it in years at this point. But it's the special edition Fire Emblem one, and you know how I feel about Fire Emblem.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would just keep it. It's a display piece at the least.
Right, right. No, I agree with that.
Yeah, just keep it. Just keep it.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't plan on getting rid of it. Like,
if it shoots up to $600, like a couple of those Marvel Legends I'm talking about, that's just like, well, this one hit 100, I don't really need it. Like, then do it. But like, no, that's, you love that system because it was one of the things I couldn't mess with when you bought it.
It's true. Yeah, I was very against that. So yeah, 3DS officially discontinued. So they're like, and we kind of figured we've seen this coming for a while. Because the Switch is handheld, and then they released, like, a handheld-specific version of the Switch. So, yeah, not a huge surprise. And then we got the last thing before the two huge it wasn't a direct for the other one. So two huge directs. Mass Effect Trilogy has leaked. So this one,
nice.
You know, take it with a little bit of a grain of salt, but basically we saw postings for prices/ratings. As in, like, ESRB ratings or PEGI ratings or whatever you want to call them. And, yeah, that looks like that's coming. We're going to get a Mass Effect Trilogy remastered for the Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that means I have three systems that I can ignore it on.
Ha! I might end up getting it on the Switch. I don't know why.
Oh, you like Mass Effect. I get it.
I do really like Mass Effect, especially Mass Effect 1 and 2. They're so good. Alright,
I'm happy that you have it.
Yeah, I could have it. I still haven't bought Bioshock on Switch, shockingly enough.
I see what you did there.
What did I do?
Shockingly enough, you haven't bought Bioshock yet?
Oh, I'm disappointed in myself.
You're that person.
Yeah, I sure did that. I did that thing. Alright, Nintendo had a partner direct for Capcom. Did you see any of this?
No, because I kind of got the footnotes of it from a YouTube thing. Because I've been playing my Switch a whole lot recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Nintendo Direct, and I saw it was all Capcom, and then somebody talked about it, I'm like, I don't care about any of this.
So, yeah, they had a few neat things. In particular, the Monster Hunter was the big news to come out of it.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not fitness boxing, too?
I'm pretty positive.
I need to know what one came out on.
I have no idea. So, what? Monster Hunter, we got a couple of big Switch titles for that one. Monster Hunter Rise is going to be a Switch exclusive, and we got a release date for it as March 26, 2021. And basically, it's going to be Monster Hunter World for the Switch, except that they've added this, I don't remember what it's called, a Paline or something like that. They've added a dog, so you can run around with a dog, and also you can ride the dog, and you can still, like, don't worry, you don't have to, it's not there instead of the old support kitties, the Palicos, they're still in the game too, and in fact, you can choose to go around with two of the cats, two of the dogs, or one of each. So that's
okay.
That's kind of neat for folks that are looking forward to it, and they introduced this grappling hook feature, I think they call it the fly line. Basically, this little bug, you just have them pop out in, you know, a direction that you're facing, and you shoot out this grappling hook, and it slingshots you places. You can use it in combat, you can use it scaling walls.
It took them literal seconds to come up with that name.
The fly line, right.
Well, it's going to shoot out a line, and it got it. $4,000 to Steve. You're a genius.
And it actually looks like it. The mobility in this one is going to be ridiculous. I actually am kind of excited for this, which is the first time I have ever been excited for anything Monster Hunter.
I've never played it before.
Yeah, they're okay.
I remember Asa got kind of big into World.
It was pretty fun.
He was trying to talk me into it, and I'm like, the thing of it is, I know a game whenever you guys tell me to buy it that I'm not going to play.
No, that's fair. Yeah, because the best part about it is playing with other people, in my opinion, and if you don't have other people to play with, or if you're not the kind of person that likes to play with other people, then it's going to be a no-go, at least from my perspective. I know a lot of people that really enjoy playing it by themselves.
Yeah, if I play Krista games with other people...
Shelby, another, like, yeah.
Yeah, if other people are also on the same world as me, that means they can talk to me. And we've all seen what my Xbox message thing looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin. So this is an RPG-centric Monster Hunter game. You've got some elements of Pokemon and some elements of Digimon and... I don't know. Looks, it's more of an RPG, it's more story-focused, and you actually, like, are friends with the monsters that you would normally be hunting. It seems like, I guess, I'm not 100% sure, I'll be honest with you. It looked really neat. And then the Fitness Boxing 2 clip.
Fitness Boxing came out on the Switch.
Huh.
I don't have high hopes for this game. It only had a 2-year development cycle because the first game came out in 2018. So I feel like they might be rushing this one out.
Oh my god. Yep. Yeah, you're probably right. I agree.
I want to make this more of a comedic centric show. Oh, we don't need... All right, we're done. We don't need to give that game any
Disgaea
more time.
Disgaea 6. Defiance of Destiny. So if you're a fan of the Disgaea franchise, we got a new one. And it's going to come to the Switch. And it looks neat. Like, if you're a fan of Disgaea, like, it looks like it's got everything Disgaea that you could possibly want it to have. And if you're not a fan of Disgaea, you can still get this one. The numbers are pointless. It's kind of like buying a Final Fantasy game. You don't need to start from one. Just pick it up and give it a shot. It's the tactic style, like, turn-based RPG game. It's pretty cool. Then we got Empire of Sin. This actually looked really neat. John Romero's working on this one. It's a turn-based strategy game featuring mobsters.
Cool.
Right? Yeah, it's neat. Sniper Elite 4 was confirmed coming to Switch. It hit consoles almost a year ago now, I guess.
But I think it's been a little bit more because I feel like I have it for free. Like, I got it was like a PlayStation free game.
Yeah, sometimes that just happens with the games that didn't sell particularly well, in fairness.
Okay, cool. Now let me check. I know that one of the earlier Sniper Elites, you got to kill Hitler. That was pretty baller.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, we also got Hades is available now on Switch. You know, in these directs, they like to do stuff where they just like, hey, check out what's out right now.
Yeah. Oh, also, Sniper Elite 4 came out over 3 years ago.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that old.
Well, Sniper Elite 3 was out whenever I was working at Hastings, because I bought it there, so that's... I was just like...
Yeah, I just thought there was longer between the two.
No. They Capcom'd it.
Yeah, that's fair. So, yeah, Hades, out now, which critically has been extraordinarily well-received. I really want to try this game. It looks super fun. It's the... we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of Nerd Ups ago, at the very least, because it's a roguelike dungeon crawler with a couple of interesting twists on it. Like, you get to keep everything every time you die and you try again. It's kind of cool. Like, I really, really want to try it. Balan Wonderworld got a trailer in March 26, 2021 release date. This is the guys that made Sonic teamed up with some other folks to release this game. Looks kind of neat. Then we got Rune Factory 5 is actually coming. Got a trailer. It's coming in 2021. Which if you're never messed with the Rune Factory games, it's that crafting style game, but there's a lot more like story and fighting and whatnot to it. It's neat.
Okay.
And then Ori and the Will of the Wisps is launching today on Switch with a special collector's bundle coming soon. All right, so yeah, it was a nice little Nintendo Direct, some interesting stuff in it.
It's just one of those where there was nothing in there that was like, I need to purchase this.
Right.
For me, at least. I mean, I know Capcom's a very popular developer, and they do some things I like, but it's a developer that I'm not super like, oh, I like all of their stuff.
And importantly, not all of this was Capcom. It was a partner direct, meaning none of it was, like, Nintendo IP stuff. Yeah, none of it was first party. So, anyway, just, like, the big news is the Monster Hunter stuff, I think. Alright. So we got the Xbox Series S. That was the big news that hit, what, like 3 hours after I posted the show 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. It was a good kick in the nads.
Right? So we got the Series S, and I know Derek specifically messaged me about it, like, please, some of you guys are going to be talking about this, you know, last Monday, because he wasn't sure what the schedule was going to be like.
Because he can't grasp the concept of bi-weekly. In fairness, neither can I. Maybe it's our schooling we like received.
Yeah, that makes sense, forgiven the area and some of the other decisions they've made recently.
It's like, I'm sure there's never been like a square they've done poor decisions with.
Right. Yeah. All right. So hey, we got the Xbox Series S, and this thing is actually like, for anybody that doesn't particularly care about 4K and you've got the internet connection where you're cool with digital only. Slam dunk.
So I might be buying this.
Yeah, because both of those things describe you, eh?
Yeah, because like my Xbox is pretty much my Game Pass machine at this point.
Which Game Pass is such like it's ludicrous how good of a deal Game Pass is.
Yeah, no, I'm not being like that's not me crapping on Xbox at all. Like that's me being genuine. It's just like I don't need the $500 one. Because I really, like, I can deal with Sony's, I like Sony's exclusives more. And also, the exclusives that come out on Xbox end up on Game Pass pretty quick.
Yeah, no, like, a lot of times on launch day. Like, I think it's, like, for the last several Microsoft IPs, they've all come out launch day on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to buy, like, you don't have to pay for the game, like, unless you just want to have it. You can have Game Pass.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm pretty tempted on just like getting, because I almost have my PS5 paid off, and I think I'm like within $50. So I'm like, I think I should just pre-order the Xbox Series S because, like, I have a 4K TV, but it doesn't mean like it doesn't matter that much to me as long as the game looks good, which that no new game really looks bad unless they just did a bad job with it.
And importantly, it's not like this is 1080p either. It's 2K. It's 1440p.
Yeah,
at 120 FPS if your TV supports it.
You just said a bunch of numbers that I'm sure are really cool. I know that 1440 is higher than 1080, yes. So cool. That's gonna look really good on my TV.
Yeah, it's gonna look better than 1080p, and that's the important part. And then if you've got a high frame rate television, like or a high refresh rate television, then you can get it's still gonna push for 120 frames per second. Which is crazy. Like, my big baller gaming PC that I have a 1440p monitor that's 144 frames. And that's my goal for my PC gaming, is 1440 at 144. And this thing is going to be doing 1440, 120 at a console for $300? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's solid.
And that's my whole thought of just, like, I mean, I can still have both systems and not have to spend a bunch of money, and I can just be like, oh, one's going to be physical and one's going to be digital, and then, yeah. Like, I'm I know I just said I don't like that we have systems that don't do discs, but I'm cool with the Series S.
Yeah, like, it's a slam dunk. Like, it's a 512 gigabyte as opposed to a terabyte, But it has the same expansion slot that the Series X has, so you can expand the memory really easily.
And guess who bought a 2 terabyte hard drive whenever COVID happened? Because I was using Game Pass a whole lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure that it'll still support, because I think we have confirmation that it'll still support USB storage. It just won't go as fast. Like, it won't load as fast, which makes sense.
That's, again, I don't care. Like,
yeah, so
this is
stuff,
the perfect...
Yeah.
This, if you're just like, why would you want the lesser system? Talk to Dalton.
Like, do you care about, like, all of these things? Like, do you... It's almost like when you're talking about, like, phones. Do you want to have, like, the latest, greatest, top of the line be able to do, like, you know, 95 million things at once? Or are you okay with being able to just watch YouTube and maybe play the occasional casual game? Yeah, like, that's... The Xbox Series S in a nutshell versus the Series X.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I say that I'm still getting the Series X because of who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want the best of the best there, and I want the disc drive, because I do still have a bunch of physical copies of games. So, yeah. And I like having that option. Yeah, particularly with a really good used game store here in town at Gaming Grounds. Being able to buy games on the cheap that way it's a nice deal. So yeah. I'll be going for the Series X because I have a 4K TV and I want to take full advantage of it. And yeah, that's really about it. But the Series S, awesome. Also, awesome about the Series S, have you seen the size comparisons for how tiny this thing is?
Yeah, it's the smallest Xbox ever made.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Hands down, the smallest Xbox ever made. It's about, like, if you take two Xbox One controllers and set them next to each other, it's mm-hmm. a little bit thicker than that, but that's the length and width of it.
Okay,
and it's
I'm fine with that.
A little taller than those two together. Like,
that's good, because I don't know how I'm going to fit this monster of a PS5 anywhere.
That effing behemoth. Yeah, it's really, really nice. It's basically going to be like an extra thick with two C's PS2 Slim system is what this thing looks like. And it's real tiny. It's real tiny.
Yeah, so that'll probably, like, I don't really like the big block, like, black circle in the middle of it. I think that's kind of weird. But for $300, I'll shut my mouth.
It's just a giant fan.
All right. Like, I'm cool with that.
And now we have the PlayStation 5 event, which I probably should have allotted a little bit more time for this, but...
Woo, no, it's fine. We're good. I don't know half of these games, so we can just talk about the ones that hit for me.
So we had the big PS5 event, which gave us all the big information that I'll get to in a minute, including the price and release date. We have that information now. And if you're wanting to get on pre-orders for it, I am sorry. That ship has sailed, I'm fairly confident.
So, I walked into our local GameStop as the pre-orders went live.
And Shannon got a call from the manager at our local GameStop saying they had started pre-order. Shannon immediately drove there, and they were done by the time he got there.
He missed me by 5 minutes.
Yeah, and importantly, Dalton just said that he went in, like, he was there as it went live.
Yeah, so. I just lucked out because I was pre-ordering WWE Battlegrounds, and the people there know me really well, and they were like, hey, PS5 just went live, and then I reluctantly pre-ordered it because I said, no, I'm good, and then Sadie said, well, you don't know if it's going to be available.
Accurate.
And I was like, just put my 50 down, so I've been selling systems and stuff to pay off this behemoth of a system.
Oh, yeah, behemoth is right. We'll get to that in a minute. But first, we got the Final Fantasy 15, or sorry, 16.
Six.
Yeah, Final
oh,
Fantasy
yeah, 16, my
16
bad.
16 is announced as a PlayStation 5 PC exclusive. So, not
no
going to
shock
be,
there.
Yeah, not going to be coming to Xbox this time around, or at least not immediately. It's a real dark and gritty looking Final Fantasy. Did you watch all the gameplay stuff and trailer and everything?
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. It seems like they're going to go with the look of the tone they were setting for 15, but then just make it completely feel that way. Because 15, like, was very bright and vibrant for the most part, but it also had a lot of dark and gritty themes.
Huh. Yeah, I never did play 15. I always heard it was really good. And I probably won't play this one. I mean, I might play it on PC eventually, maybe. I don't know.
You're not a big Final Fantasy person, though.
That is correct.
Yes, that's fair. That's the same thing with me and that entire Nintendo Direct. It's like, I don't know any of these. I don't care for any of these kind of games.
The next thing, though, I am a huge fan of.
Brother!
We got gameplay for the Miles Morales. We got to see the Tinkerer.
Mm-hmm.
And everything about this looks great.
I'm
so happy they've confirmed that Miles Morales will be available on PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Because you can still use your awesome PS4.
Yeah, so I can still use my Spider-Man PS4 to play this game. I don't have to buy that god-awful, hideous system for Generation 1. I can wait for the Gen 2 PlayStation 5, where it's actually going to look decent, and go from there.
No, I love the villain from Mortal Kombat 11.
So Miles
I'm
going to
talk so much.
Miles
yeah, I'm going to talk so much so crap good. On this.
On how the console looks.
I'm super stoked for Miles Morales. I think I'm going to try to get the deluxe edition so I can just have the Spider-Man game and then play that into Miles Morales in just one nice fail swoop.
Yeah, I still need to play the DLC for the Spider-Man games because I have it. And I think I had started the first DLC pack and I just, like, it was a day that I didn't have internet or something like that, or like a game that I wanted to play I couldn't play, so I was like, hey, I'll just download this DLC for Spider-Man real quick. So I clearly had internet because I needed to download the DLC.
It's pretty good. I liked the DLC for it. It didn't annoy me that it was DLC because I don't think I wouldn't have missed it if I hadn't played it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because the main game tells a complete story. So
such a good story,
it's
too.
It's really good. So I'm really excited about this Miles Morales game, and I'm really excited that I can just play it on my PS4. So my PS4
and I like that
will
it's...
finally get some use from me. I think my roommate has had my PS4 for, like, the last year, and I have not noticed. Like, not at any point was like, I wish I had this in my office.
I really like that it's, like, winter. I don't know why that's super exciting to me.
I don't know. That's cool. It
yeah, it was just like, it's a different season.
It looks like they're putting a lot of emphasis on the stun... the Venom Shock.
Yeah.
And making it very, like, they're taking the shock thing very seriously.
I am so excited, because it feels like he's going to be a complete different, like, play style.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be a completely different play style. It's real neat. We got a trailer for the Hogwarts Legacy game.
Cool.
Yeah, this was the Harry Potter game that we had seen leaked a while back that everybody thought was the big project I think Ravensoft was working on. Because it was a WB game, and everybody was upset. It's like, they're working on this and not a new Batman game, blah, 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 blah. This looks cool. It's going to be Harry Potter in the 1800s. You're going to do a bunch of stuff that apparently will, I'm sure, lead into what happens in the main Harry Potter universe as we know it. So, looks neat.
Don't want to support her, though, so that's probably going to be a skip-ski.
Don't worry. She doesn't get a cent from it.
That doesn't make me feel much better.
She has no stake in this at all. It's all WB. Okay.
All right, well, I may pick it. I don't know. I might. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
I know I'm not picking up the next one.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Just don't let J.K. Rowling be a deterrent, because she ain't seen a dime of any sales or revenue made on this.
Just the biggest middle finger. Thanks for creating this content that I love, but you don't get to see any money from it.
Screw you. You weirdo. but anyway, yeah, because I haven't even kept up with all the drama, but I know the internet just absolutely hates her right now.
It's deserved.
That's fair. I'll take your word for it. I'm not disagreeing one way or the other. I just honestly haven't looked into it.
Not informed on it.
Don't care.
That's fair.
I love Harry Potter. I do not care about J.K. Rowling in the slightest.
Yeah.
All right. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. We got to see some gameplay with that. I'm boycotting Call of Duty, but I will have mentioned that we got to see some of it. It looks like Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm using my laziness of not buying Call of Duty for the last 3 years to also boycott Call of Duty.
Yeah, if you want more information on why I'm boycotting Call of Duty, hit us up on the subreddit. So we got reddit.com/podzilla1985 now. You can hit us up on there. Or subscribe to the Patreon. For $1, you can hear why I am boycotting Call of Duty. Right, anyway, moving past it, we got Resident Evil 8 trailer. I'm sure that if Dalton watches this trailer, he will literally poop himself.
I skipped a minute and a half of the reveal.
Yeah, because that trailer alone was real creepy. And
yeah, they're being scary again, and I don't like it.
it looks really good. The Village, I think, is what they're calling this one. It looks neat. Like I do want to play it, but though I still haven't even played Resident Evil 7. We got a clip for Deathloop, which this game actually looks real fun.
Yeah, I was told Ace as I was watching the... Because I pre-ordered it and then watched the reveal the next day. I was like, I kind of want to play Deathloop.
Yeah, it looks real fun. I'll be honest with you. Like, this game looks super fun. And I keep meaning to look and see if it'll be available on any other consoles. If not, like, it'll just be a while. But I'm sure I'll at least be able to get it on PC or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll likely come to Xbox at some point in the future. Now that it's because it's one of the Bethesda games. That was it. Yeah.
Ooh. That's definitely coming to Xbox.
And we do have confirmation that Microsoft will honor Bethesda's PS5 exclusive, but future console releases will be case by case.
I know what that means.
Yeah, case by case is in. It'll be on PlayStation eventually.
Yeah, whenever we finally feel like we want that year back. So, oh, that is dirty. Dang you, Microsoft.
Yeah, because I really want to play Deathloop. This looks super fun. So it might be...
Well, one of those I think games. You're going to get to.
Yeah. Because, I like I said, I will get a PlayStation 5 eventually. It'll likely just be in Generation 2 when they make like an actual like nice-looking, sleek system as opposed to this gaudy, hideous... Behemoth.
What do you mean?
Of a platform.
What do you mean? I love groomsmen at a wedding at 10 p.m. at the reception.
All right, Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition trailer is going to be available digitally at launch, so it's just I presumably all of the content that was available for Devil May Cry 5 is going to be in this title at launch. Not a whole lot to talk about there. It's a fun game. We got a little bit more gameplay, a little bit bigger of a trailer for Oddworld Soulstorm.
I'm so excited. I love Oddworld.
It's a neat game.
I love the universe so much.
It's real neat looking. It'll be another one of those games that I'll probably check out real quick whenever I get a PlayStation 5 eventually.
Yeah.
We got a teaser for a new Five Nights at Freddy's game called Security Breach.
Cool.
Don't know a whole lot about it. It looks like the typical Five Nights affair, but I guess they're in a sci-fi themed area now, and I don't know. It looked kind of creepy because Five Nights is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Then we got a whole bunch of gameplay for the Demon's Souls Remastered, which it looks gorgeous. And it's another one of those games where I thought wasn't that how it originally looked, and then somebody showed me side by sides, and I felt like a dum dum.
Nope. It sure didn't.
It didn't look at all like that, you dumb.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks real pretty. And if you've never played Demon's Souls, that was the first game. That game is the reason we have Dark Souls and Bloodborne and basically that entire genre of
F you games.
Exactly. Of that style fighter. So definitely gonna wanna check that out if you're getting a PlayStation 5. We got confirmation that Fortnite will be available at launch, surprising literally no one, but...
That was the moment where I was messaging Ace as I was watching it, and I was like, holy, you're kidding me!
It's like...
Because I'm that human.
Fortnite?
I can't believe they're going to have it at launch.
Crazy. Alright, and now, the big news. Well, I guess I'll get to this. They ended that part before we get to the price and everything. They ended that part with a teaser for a God of War game going to hit in 2021.
Oh. And I'm speaking for Asa, too.
Yeah, no, Asa's somewhere, wherever he's doing, wherever he's at, whatever he's doing. Like, he just us mentioning it, he got a little chubby. That's what just happened.
Yeah, no, I am... The way that the last game ended, I needed it. The day I finished the last game. And the fact that I haven't gotten it makes me itchy. If you've played God of War, you know what I'm talking about. The very last scene with the hammer. I need this game. Like, so bad.
And I'm glad a lot of people are excited about it. This is another one of those things that I just really need to... At some point, I need to play God of War. I just haven't.
It's so good. It's so good.
I completely believe you. I just... Man, someday, like, I need to just, like, set aside a month where I only play... Like, I'm not going to stream anything on Netflix, right? Like, I'm not... No binge-watching TV, no YouTube, and no online multiplayer games. I just need to set aside a month to enjoy me some single-player games, because I haven't done that in so long.
Yeah. And I like single-player games just because I don't have to deal with people, but like I said, I've said on previous shows, my brain right now with work, it's been so hard for me just to pay attention to a coherent story.
Yeah.
So, like, I've barely gotten into Avengers, which is good, because apparently it's broken as all to all hell.
Right,
so like, I won't... it'll eventually get patched.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll get to enjoy it.
That's kind of the way I feel about the Star Wars game that I never actually tried.
Fallen Order?
Yeah, Fallen Order, that's the one.
Oh, it's complete now. It's a good game.
That's good, because I want to play it, because I love me some Star Wars. Anywho, now the big news. Big news. It's going to be $500, $499.99 for the regular console that comes with the disc tray and everything, or a discount of $100 to get the console sans disc drive.
Yeah. Which, it doesn't sound like they're doing the S approach where it's a not as powerful system.
No, and we knew that out the gate. It's going to be it's exactly the same system. It just does not have a disc drive.
Yeah, it looks a little bit better because it is symmetrical.
Yeah.
No, but I'm cool with the prices on it. Like, the 500 is the same as the Series X.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, well, you're just getting the not disc version. It's not downgraded at all like the S. So, like, 300 or 400 for that makes sense.
Yep. Yeah, no, like, honestly, like, all of the price points for, you know, across both consoles are great. Like, $500 is a phenomenal price for a new-gen console, and part of me wonders if, because, like, a lot of people were speculating that Sony could not possibly sell their console for less than $600. And now they're matching Microsoft. So,
and again, they might be losing their pants for the first year. That they've been known to do.
They have. Yeah, I mean, they did that with the PlayStation 3 when it first came out, and that sucker still launched at $700.
Yeah, so I think they've learned their lesson from that one.
Yeah, well, no, because $700 is still selling at a loss. They just, you know, they have to sell at a bigger loss.
Yeah, but at least they're going to sell now.
Exactly. So they can make their money back in
5 years titles. Now instead of, yeah.
Yeah, all their first-party titles is where they'll make their money back.
Yeah,
which is fair, because they definitely are the clear winner in first-party IPs. For now, Microsoft has taken significant steps towards that. We'll see where we're at 5 years
from now. Yeah, when Fallout 5 comes out, and I have to have an Xbox to play it.
or for a much larger population of the people, Elder Scrolls 6.
Oh, those nerds. I don't want to hear it.
All right. So yeah, 500, 300... So for the consoles now, we know for the main console for each one, you're going to be spending $500 for Series X or the PlayStation 5. Then you can step down $100 and get, you know, the same performance and everything in the main system, but without a disc drive for the PlayStation 5. And then you could drop another $100 down to $300. Importantly, and we didn't mention this before, this is the same price as a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, or you can just buy a Nintendo Switch.
It's true. So, yeah, they're actually at the price point competing with the Nintendo Switch. For $300, you can get a next-gen Xbox. It just doesn't play in 4K. It'll be 1440p, like 2K. It's great. Like, it's
neither does the Switch.
Exactly. Yeah, the Switch barely does 1080p. That's not true. It does 1080p quite well. It's a different system. Anyway, so, yeah, those are the different price points on the system, and we have... November 12th will be the release date for the PlayStation 5 in North America, Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea. And it'll be November 19th everywhere else. And again, if you wanted to pre-order it, I'm sorry that ship has sailed. But I have a feeling they're not going to be that hard to get a hold of. Sony's not Nintendo. the PlayStation 4 was widely available and pretty easy to grab, as long as, like, yeah, they consistently sold out of consoles, but no store was ever sold out for long. I'm speaking as someone that worked at a GameStop during the launch of both of those consoles. Neither system was sold out for long.
Yeah.
And by, like, you know, they came out in November, by February they were pretty widely available everywhere. So, not that big of a deal. You'll be able to get one if you didn't get one pre-ordered. You may have to wait a few weeks, but the launch titles on either system aren't that appealing. Like, it's not something you need to get immediately. But yeah, those are the consoles, y'all. It's gonna be our console.
We did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Only 5 minutes over, too.
Yep, only 5 minutes over. Boy, yeah, I just want to reiterate, the PlayStation 5 is hideous. And that controller, why is it white and black?
What? You don't? Wait, you're telling me you don't like two Pope hats put together?
That's my favorite one you've used so far.
Please, please do not make me do a third one, because that one was a stretch in my mind.
See, I just really like, you don't want a portal, or you don't want a turret from Portal.
Oh, dang, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, though I like the turrets from Portal.
Yeah.
My other one is, you don't want a colossal router.
That's a good one.
Because it looks like an old Linksys router. Yeah, because we've also talked about it before, because we had the size comparison. Like, people were talking about the, you know, they use the USB port to make
comparison.
They did a side by side with a bunch of other consoles using the USB port as the what do you want to call it, the
control.
Yeah, that'll work. So they use that, and you could actually see how big this thing was. But everybody was like, "There is no way it is that large."
It's a reference point. I'm stupid.
Reference point. That's the word I was trying to come up with.
Yeah.
So they're using the USB port as a reference point, and yeah, like, everybody's like, "There's no way it's that big." And Sony released the official dimensions of it. It's that big, y'all. It's gigantic.
Yeah, I'm just really excited when somebody tries to mug me as I'm trying to take this to my car, as I can just chuck it at their head. And probably kill them.
And then pick it up and walk away.
Yeah, it'll be in box. There's some packing in there.
Yeah. No, it's gigantic. It will not. I'm pretty confident, like, the entertainment center that I built for my office, I am very confident that the PlayStation 5 will not fit in it.
Same. The one that I just bought from Black Friday for the new TV, there's no way it's going to fit. I'm kind of annoyed.
Yeah, so I don't know where, like, if I got that one, I have no idea where I would put it. Because even, like, I got a stereo receiver, and it doesn't fit in that entertainment center, so now I have it just sitting on the sub to the left of the TV. Nope, that PlayStation 5's not going to fit. Why is it so big? Because I've seen YouTube videos now of the Series X, and it is even significantly smaller than I originally thought. Like, after seeing, like, these YouTubers hold it and compare it to, like, the controller and everything else, and, you know, I can see it in actively moving in three dimensions. Why is it so big? All right, folks, that's going to do it for us. Let us know your opinion. You can hit us up on that subreddit. That's the cool new place to hang out for Podzilla 1985 fans. We still appreciate the likes on Facebook and everything, but reddit.com/podzilla1985. You can interact with all the cast. Lots of memes going on. It's a pretty fun time. Dalton, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, you just hadn't talked in a minute. All right, everybody, bye.